Good morning. How is everyone doing today?
Pray that everything is going well for you all.
Thank you for being part of our study. And we're studying part three of the millennium, the thousand year reign. That we shall live and reign with the Messiah for 1,000 years. So, by now, I hope and pray that as you've been listening to this study, that you have a clear indication of what's going on. We've been trying to define a few things, like where will the thousand-year reign be? When you read in the book of Revelation, we've read that there will be, that we will live and reign with the Messiah for 1,000 years. At the beginning, at the end of Armageddon, the beast and the false prophet are thrown into the lake of fire. No one has been in the lake of fire prior to that, despite you might have been told. The bottomless pit is Lucifer is cast into the bottomless pit. At the beginning of the thousand year reign. So we have those three characters off the stage of action. The beast and the false prophet, then lake of fire, so they're no longer going to be around. You have Lucifer during the thousand year reign, is chained and is thrown into the bottomless pit, so he cannot deceive the nations anymore. And what does it mean that he's not going to be able to deceive the nations anymore? Does that mean that there's going to be nations that he could deceive? Yes, there will be nations on planet Earth that he can deceive. But he will not be able to deceive them simply because they're in two different places. He's in the bottomless pit, and everyone else is here on planet Earth. As we mentioned before, this pie in the sky, heaven and all of this stuff that will be in heaven. No, this doesn't say that. It makes it crystal clear that we will live and reign with him on the earth. Okay, for 1,000 years. So, hopefully we're getting some pictures here of things that people believe that are not scriptural, but hopefully you will start studying the scriptures so that you might be able to know what the Bible said. We talk about this city. I've already talked about that. This city is 1,500 miles long. Okay? And we talked about what, you know, like I said, go on a map, use a compass, circle it, 1,500 miles, and then do a circle, and then you'll have a glimpse of how big this city is going to be and how much of it is going to encompass Africa and the world. Okay, so now the next thing we like to look at, or as we call people of color, as we go now, we looked at, and we're going to read again, Revelation chapter 21, verses 25 to 26. Let's have a word of prayer. Gracious Father, we thank thee for this wonderful time and opportunity to go back and now reread your word, get a clearer insight of what you are telling us, because you tell us to study to show ourselves approved, workmen rightly dividing the word of truth, that we might not be deceived by the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Please protect us, keep us, save us from ourselves, for we cannot save ourselves. Awaken us to righteousness. In Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. Okay. came back to our study. I did mention something I was speaking with my mother about last week. We were talking about, right now she's studying, and she had run across the Trinity, run across the, which we talked about on this program, go check it out. She talked about Yahweh, the name of Elohim. We were talking about the prince of the power of the air. That is a excuse me. That is a term that's used in the Bible. We talked about some of that. We'll talk a little bit about it just a little clearer now, since we're studying this. Adam and Eve were the gods of this world, the prince of this world. Yahweh was the king of this world, and he wanted to reign over us. And we were his prince and princesses. So we were the next to inherit the throne, the rulership of the planet. And so when we yielded to Lucifer, then we lost our position, and he became the prince of the power of the air. So, what does that mean? Okay, or what would that mean? Well, think about the air, prince of the power of the air. The air waves. Okay, in the air there's waves that you can't see. Okay, if you think about it, when you turn on your radio, you turn in and you're tapping into waves. Okay, air waves they call it. So he's the prince of the power of the waves, the airwaves, prince of the power of the airwaves. When you turn on your TV, it tunes in. And it will give you the same thing. You can watch pictures on TV. And they're just air waves. So he's in charge of all our media, all of our entertainment, and all of these different things that we see, hear, and smell. You know, in the air, he's the prince of the power of it. And we have got to understand that so that there's nothing hardly good coming across these airwaves, because who's in charge of it? Lucifer. You hear about, you know, the music is really satanic. Lots of music. The TVs, the History Channel, some of these different things. These Christian, quote-unquote, movies and so forth about the rapture, which are lies. They're constantly propagating propaganda or miseducating people, or we call it brainwashing, or we call it social engineering. So they're socially engineering us to believe a lie that we might be damned because we love not the truth and because we study not to show ourselves approved. Now, all of this is written in the Word. We've looked at some of these texts before, but I did want to mention that he as being the prince of the power of the air. I just thought that was interesting. Okay, now let's read Revelation. Chapter 21, verse number 25 and 26. Now we read some of this last week, but we're going to start there. Because, like I said, we're just finishing off from where the city, of how long the city was. And I had a few scriptures mixed up here. So I went back and looked at it before the study to get the scriptures in the right areas. Okay, Revelation chapter 21, verse 25 and 26. It reads, "And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there is no night there. Okay, so that's okay. In verse 26, and they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations into it. So what's going to happen? Letting us know that they're going to bring what? I think we read in Isaiah before that they're going to be bringing up the gifts and so forth. So it says, his gates shall not be shut by day nor night, because there's no night there. And they shall bring the glory. Who shall bring the glory? The nation shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations to it. So they're going to lay it outside the city, because this is talking about the city. The city has no need of a sun. We read that before. No need of a sun or a moon. Okay, so the next verse that we would like to look at is verse 27. Celebrate Revelation 21. And there shall be no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination, nor maketh a lie, but they that are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So who's going to enter the city? But they shall be no means, by no means, enter into it anything that defiles, or causeth an abomination, or a lie. So, the Bible does say that if you add or subtract from the book, that your name will be wiped out of the book. That's what it says in Revelation. It says that also in the Old Testament, first five books. So, have people, so who is adding and taking away from the word of family? Well, let's think about it for a minute. Okay. If you tell me there's a secret rapture and you teach that, then you're adding to the word of Elohim. And you know that there is no text in the Bible that says the word rapture. So if people are telling you stuff that you know are not in the scriptures, what does that mean? I mean, that's pretty simple, if you ask me. It means that you shouldn't be listening to them, because their names are not written in the Book of Life, or their name has been removed from the Lamb's Book of Life. Okay? They're telling you that, you know, Yahweh changed the worship from Sabbath to Sunday, and there's no scriptures that say that. Then you know what? That those people's names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. If they tell you, do not study the Old Testament because it has nothing to do with you, and remember, there's 66 books in the Bible, the majority of the books, over half of the books, 60 of the 66 books, are, if you look at the Bible and you look at the thickness of it, you can see that almost 70% of the Bible in words is in the Old Testament. And it's only 30%, a small portion, is in the New Testament, and they tell you to throw out that. That doesn't make sense. How can you read a book, a manual from heaven, about life, and throw out most of the book? This should get you thinking. So that means that they're adding to the word by adding things that are not in there. Then they're taken away from the word by telling you not to read these other texts. So you can know for sure that their names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And that's what it said here. But only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So think about it. Think about it a lot, so that you might be able to figure out where you fit. Who are you listening to? Okay, well, let's take a break at this moment to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back.
kingdom dwellers. Did you know that the supernatural is real? Yep, that's exactly what Jesus taught and operated in. Kingdom principles for kingdom living. So to walk in your kingdom authority, enroll at Living Water Training Institute for the January 2015 session. Living Water Training Institute offers ministerial training for the kingdom, and you will learn what spiritual warfare is and how to navigate in the spirit realm legally and efficiently. And guess what? You do not have to be present to attend. So for more information, give us a call at area code 904-638-6906 or email us at livingwatertraining@gmail.com. Oh yeah, and check out the website at www.livingwaterhealingministries.org. So I challenge you to sharpen your arsenal and operate from your kingdom mantle.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
May not play like a maestro, sing like a diva. Don't know the book like a scholar. Sometimes in my step there's a falter, but in my heart I am praying before His glory.
Thank you for coming back and being part of this study. Okay, we were reading about the into the kingdom. Those that name found in the Lamb of the Book of Life. And who else will be in the city and who will be outside of the city? Well, let's look at this just for a second. Revelation chapter 22. Look at verses 14 and 15. Okay, so what does it say here? Blessed are they that do His commandments. Amen. Now, so it says those that do what? His commandments. That they may have right to the tree of life. Now remember, we were banned from the tree of life, Adam and Eve, because they, what? Disobeyed. Okay. And may enter in through the gates into the city. And so if you don't do His commandments, you're not going to eat of the tree of life and live forever. And you're not going to enter in through the gates into the city. So we talked about in the last chapter, last verse, or the last few verses. Revelation 21, verse 25 and 26, we read that the gates shall not be shut day nor night, and then they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations to it. But it never said that they would enter into the gate, so that's important. It just said that they would bring it to the gates. Then in chapter 21, verse 27, it says that they shall by no means enter into anything that defileth, or causeth an abomination, or a lie. Okay, and we read it here in chapter 22. Verse 14, it says, blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. So here we have a clear insight explaining to us that whosoever maketh a lie, it makes mention here that it says those that blessed are those that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. But without are dogs and whoremongers and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and whosoever maketh a lie. So there we have it. How many people are going to be there? Not many. Many people who are not. This minute, let's take a break and let's hear from our sponsors.
That the supernatural is real? Yep, that's exactly what Jesus taught and operated in. Kingdom principles for kingdom living. So to walk in your kingdom authority, enroll at Living Water Training Institute for the January 2015 session. Living Water Training Institute offers ministerial training for the kingdom, and you will learn what spiritual warfare is and how to navigate in the spirit realm legally and efficiently. And guess what? You do not have to be present to attend. So for more information, give us a call at area code 904-638-6906 or email us at livingwatertraining@gmail.com. Oh yeah, and check out the website at www.livingwaterhealingministries.org. So I challenge you to sharpen your arsenal and operate from your kingdom mantle.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for an appointment.
Glory.
Okay, thank you for coming back and being part of this study. Yeah, yes. Okay, so we see that there's people that are in the city and outside the city. So it says here in Revelation 22:14, blessed are those who do these commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life. And that's where we're going to be able to eat, and we'll be able to live forever and may enter into the gates into the city. So, though if you don't do his commandments, you cannot enter into the gates into the city. Then he tells you who's in the city. Those who do his commandments, those who eat the tree of life, those who are living forever. We read also on the mountains, we read about that the lamb will lay with the sheep, and the sheep and the goats and the bear and the lion and the leopard all lie together. So all of them are lying together, and that the lion will eat grass like the oxen, like the cattle. Okay? And it makes mention here that all of this happens in his holy mountain. So that was inside the gate, inside the city. Okay, now let's see what's outside. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexual immoral and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and practice a lie. So that lets us know that there are two groups of people dwelling on the planet at the same time. One who are in the city, those who came up in the first resurrection, which we talked about. So under the first resurrection, you have those who are the righteous from the beginning of time, Adam and Eve forward. Also including those that don't receive the mark of the beast and so forth. They will live and reign with the Messiah for 1,000 years. Then we have another group of people at the first resurrection, at his second coming, during the trumpet sound, when the last trumpet sound, and then blow the trumpets, and the dead in the Messiah shall rise, and we which are alive shall be caught up together to meet him in the air, so shall we ever be with Yahweh. Not with Yahweh in the air, because we're not going to be in the air. He's setting us up in his Jerusalem. So that is one group of people who are the righteous found within the book, who keep his commandments. And they're in there eating the tree of life, okay, and entering through the gates. They're his ambassadors to the planet, okay. Then we have outside the city. But outside the city are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral, whoremongers is called. And murderers and idolaters, whosoever loveth and practice a lie. So, all the liars, all the people that's been using subliminal subduction, all the people that's been lying on the History Channel, all of these people that are teaching about the secret rapture and about those that are, and all of those different things. Those that don't keep his commandments, Sabbath keepers, no, Sabbath keepers, because it's Sabbath, is the Sabbath. Those that keep Christmas and Halloween and all of these fairy tale things that have been the worship of this world. Let's put it that way. The lovers of money, the lovers of this world. So the question is, do you love this world, or are you planning to live and reign with the Messiah for 1,000 years? So in this, we can see that there's two categories living on the planet at the same time. This other group that is outside the city, the ones who are outside the city are those who were alive when the Messiah came back the second time and the second coming, and the only at the Battle of Armageddon and the second coming was the armies destroyed. So every other human who exists on the planet is alive and well. But they're living in different parts of the planet of wherever their house is or wherever they live. And so these are the people who are outside the gate. And it says that these kings and these people, they bring to the gates of the city their riches, their gold, and their silver. And we read that they're going to be asking, say, how do we worship Yahweh? How do we teach us his ways? We read all of that last week. There we go. So we see two different groups of people. One group of people outside the city that has to be trained, taught the ways of Yahweh. They're willing to learn that now. It's called Lucifer. Can no longer tempt them because he's in a bottomless pit. The beast can no longer deceive them because he is in the lake of fire. And the false prophet can no longer deceive them because he's in the lake of fire. So now they have a chance to listen to only to Yahweh's ambassadors. And they want to. They want to follow him. Now let's turn to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 65. I'm going to read some more. Isaiah chapter 65. Looking at verse number 18 and 19. Isaiah 65. Verses 18 and 19. Okay, let's start at 17. For behold, I create a new heaven and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered, nor come into mind. So what did he say? He says he shall create a new heaven and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered, nor come into mind. But be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem rejoicing, and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. And the voice of weeping shall no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. So, what are we seeing here? So he says, I create in Jerusalem rejoicing. There's new heaven and this new earth. Okay, so he didn't say he's taking you to heaven. Nope, here on earth. Okay? And he's going to make Jerusalem a rejoicing and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. The voice of weeping shall no longer be heard in her. So that means we won't be crying anymore, nor the voice of crying. Amen. Okay, let's look at the next verse. The next verse we'd like to look at is compare Isaiah to Revelation. So if we can see if we're talking about the same time. Okay, Revelation chapter 21. I'm going to look at verse number 4. Revelation 21, verse number 4. And it reads, and Elohim shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Okay, so we just read that he could make Jerusalem rejoicing and stuff in Isaiah, and here in Revelation he says, and Elohim will wipe away every tear from your eyes, so there will be no more crying, and there shall be no more death. And no more sorrow, no more crying. Wow. That's what he said it's going to be like. No more of that. There shall be no more pain. So we will no longer have diseases. for the former things have passed away. So we say amen and praise Yahweh. There's no more pain, no more suffering, no more death. Amen. Notice in Isaiah chapter 65, Isaiah 65 verse 20, Isaiah chapter 65 verse 20, and notice what it said. There shall be no more hence an infant of days, nor an old man who has not filled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner, being 100 years old, shall be accursed. Now, this is interesting. That it says that a child shall live 100 years old. Well, we don't even live 100 years old today. A child's going to live 100 years. This is interesting. Remember, this is a 1,000-year reign. It says, no more shall an infant from there live but a few days, nor an old man who has not filled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner, being 100 years old, shall be accursed. Now, you might be saying, okay, wait a minute. I thought we just read that in Revelation, that there will be no more death, there will be no more pain, there will be no more crying. Yes. Okay, that's for who? Okay, remember, we got two groups here. We got one group inside the city, and one group outside the city. The one group who's inside the city is eating of the tree of life. And if you're eating of the tree of life, it heals you from everything. Matter of fact, he says, you know, blessed are they that do his commandments, they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter into the gates into the city. So when you enter in and you eat of the tree of life, he says that the leaves are for the healing of the nations. So if you come into the city and you're in, then you can eat and you will be healed from all your diseases and you won't die, because now this mortal shall put on immortality and this corruptible shall put on incorruption. But these are only those that were raised in the first resurrection. Anyone else who is still alive and who was part of the nations that went and revolted against Yeshua, those are the people that is taught that are outside the city. And it makes mention that at those days they shall still die, because they're not eating of the tree of life. They are living the same. They have not been transformed from mortal to immortality. They have not changed from corruption and put on incorruption. They still live in the same sinful flesh that we have today. So yes, they're going to get old and they're going to die. So there's two groups. One group who's dying, living their regular life. The other group who's living forever, who's now the ambassadors running around the planet teaching everybody. So I hope this is not confusing. I hope this is helps you to understand what's going on. Two different groups of people, two different lives. Okay, notice what it says in verse 25 of Isaiah 65, verse 25. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock, and thus shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, says Yahweh. So what did he say is going to happen here? It will not hurt where? In his holy mountain. It didn't say that it didn't, that he's not, that the lion and the bears and them that are outside the city, that are not within his holy mountain, those are going to be the same, because they're not transformed. So those that are outside the city shall still die. The lions and the bears and all of them are the same. But he says the wolf and the lamb shall feed together. Now, some of y'all thought that the lamb and the wolf would feed together in heaven. No, this is on earth. The lion shall eat straw like the ox on the earth. That's what we're talking about. And thus shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, says Yah. So it's making it crystal clear. Those that are in the city and those that are out the city. Those that are in the city, they're going to not hurt on all my holy mountains. But those that are outside the city, nothing has changed in it. Okay, so I hope we're making this clear. Hope we're not confusing anybody. Okay, now let's read Revelation. So what we're trying to do is compare Old Testament with New Testament. Because some people say, oh, maybe I need to read the Old Testament. Oh, you know, okay, well, let's read. Oh, everything you need to read is in the New Testament. And let's read it, and let's try to get an understanding of what the scripture is trying to tell us. Revelation chapter 2, verse 26 and 27. And he that overcometh and keepeth my word unto the end. So what did he say? Those that overcome keep it to the end. To him will I give power over the nations. Over the what? Over the nations. And he shall rule. Amen. There it is. And he shall rule with a rod of iron. As the vessel of a potter shall they be broken to sheaves, even as I received of my Father. So it makes mention crystal clear that during this thousand-year reign, that he's going to those who overcome us, those who keep his commandments, those that we read already, okay, and he who overcometh and keepeth my words. And then he said, what? But listen, how can you keep his word if you don't read his word? If you don't have studied to show yourself approved unto Yahweh, then you can't keep his word. And if you can't keep his word, you're not an overcomer. He says to keep my words to the end. So these are talking about including the people who are going through the mark of the beast. To him I will give power over the nations. So when have we had power over the nations? Since, you know, this is the book of Revelation, since A.D. Now, prior, you might say Solomon had power over the nations because he ruled. But now, since then, they haven't, Israel hasn't ruled anywhere. Okay, so he says there will be power over the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. So, there we go. So, we're going to live and reign with him, he tells you again, on the earth, over the nations. Not the angels, not over some figment people. Got some stuff in heaven, no, over the nations. See, the Bible is crystal clear. I pray that we might be able to see it. We might be able to appreciate it. Let's take our last break, and we'll get back.
Dwellers. Did Did you know that the supernatural is real? Yep, that's exactly what Jesus taught and operated in. Kingdom principles for kingdom living. So to walk in your kingdom authority, enroll at Living Water Training Institute for the January 2015 session. Living Water Training Institute offers ministerial training for the kingdom, and you will learn what spiritual warfare is and how to navigate in the spirit realm legally and efficiently. And guess what? You do not have to be present to attend. So for more information, give us a call at area code 904-638-6906 or email us at livingwatertraining@gmail.com. Oh yeah, and check out the website at www.livingwaterhealingministries.org. So I challenge you to sharpen your arsenal and operate from your kingdom mantle.
One Day Denture Repair is a denture repair service that is centrally located in Jacksonville, Florida.
They repair your partial or denture while you wait. If you crack or break your denture, please call One Day Denture Repair at 904-210-6208 for appointment.
May not play like a maestro. Sing like a diva. Don't know the book like a scholar. Sometimes in my step there's a falter, but in my heart I am praying before His glory.
Thank you for coming back, being part of this study. Okay, now I hope that you're able to see now that there's two groups, and that we will be those who overcome and keep Yahweh's words. I mean, that's right. Blessed are they that keep His commandments. They shall have right to the tree of life and may enter into the gates into the city. And he who overcome self, overcome this world. But how can he keep his words if you don't read his word? So if you're one of those who don't read the word, have not read the word through by now, you're in trouble. So what I suggest you do is be able to start reading the scriptures. There's lots of things or ways to read the scripture. You can listen to it on CD. You can play it in your car. What you want to do is fill your mind with the word of Elohim. That's the key. Now fill your mind with all of this music, all the news and all the stuff that's going on. No, you want to fill your mind with the word of Elohim. So, if you do that, then you will be filled with the Spirit, because His Word is Spirit. I made challenges to people before to read the Word of Elohim each day, to fill your mind with the Word of Elohim, listen to it on the CD, bed, tape, whatever, content for your mind. And the challenge is, at the end of the week, let me know what happened. Okay? I have to give this challenge again today. Email us at www. I'm going to go to our website and then email us from there. Our website is www.peopleofcolor1.com. Again, that's www.peopleofcolor1.com. Okay. So, and he says that he's going to make it clear that those that keep his words unto the end, that means when you're at death or whatever, you keep his word. To him that he shall give, he will give us power over the nations. So this is where he's talking about we'll be ambassadors. This is the 1,000-year reign he's talking about, that you will be in charge. Okay, so the next one we'd like that you read is in Isaiah chapter 60. Isaiah chapter 60, verses 12 and 14. 12 through 14. Okay, notice what it says. For a nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. The glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee, and the fir tree, and the pine tree, and the box together to beautify the place of my sanctuary. And I will make the place of my feet gracious, the sons also of them that afflicted thee. Who? Those that afflicted thee, your sons. Okay? They shall come bending unto thee. To what it is, they're going to be bending unto thee, bowing down to thee. And all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the sole of thy feet. All of those who do what? Despise you. And they shall call thee the city of Yahweh, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. So notice what it says here. Wow. It says, for the nations and the kingdoms will not, that which will not serve you shall perish. So they're going to serve us on this 1,000 years, and he said that they don't, they're going to perish as we reign and rule with the Messiah. And those nations shall be utterly ruined. That means they'll go bankrupt. The sons of those who afflicted you shall come bowing to you. So those people that enslaved us, those people that have been doing us wrong, shall bow down to you. Why will they bow down to you? And all those who despise you, that means they look at you real bad. They despise you. They want to be you. They want to be Israel. They want it to be. They want to be. Shall fall prostrate at the sole of your feet. And they shall call you the city of Yahweh, Zion of the Holy One of Israel. So this is what it means, the time that we'll be ruling. Remember, we've already read that they will be coming to you. Those that don't come to you, those that despise you, don't care, they shall now fall prostrate at your feet and worship. And say, wait, wait, you are the servants of Yahweh. So we know that the African Hebrew Israelites are the servants of Yahweh. We know that they are His true people. But today, they are telling you about the European Jews. They're telling you about the nations. And now the people believe that, you know, that the Gentiles, the European Gentiles, have taken over the church that called the Christian church, has taken the place of Israel. But there is no scriptures to teach such nonsense. But remember that the Bible said they were going to add to the word. So this should not be surprising to you that they are saying such things. Because that's what they do. Okay? Because they make us a lie. And they want to brainwash you and hope that you don't study the word. If you study the word, you're in trouble. You don't study the word, you're in trouble. So you have to figure out which is most important, studying of the word or not. Listening to the Sabbath school lessons, the Sunday school lesson, reading that, or reading the word of Elohim. Yes. And it says that whosoever, you know, you don't have to fight with people, but there'll be no more war, there'll be no more of that. Okay? There'll be no more swords, there'll be no more guns, and all that stuff. So he says that what? That the nation that's done serving shall perish, period. Okay? And this nation shall be utterly ruined. Okay? So you do not have to defend or fight for yourself. Yahweh will do all of that. Amen. Okay? Revelation chapter 3. Now let's see if they're going to worship us. You read that in the Old Testament? Now, is that also in the New Testament? This is what he's talking about, his people. Okay? In Revelation chapter 3, we're going to look at verse number 9. Revelation chapter 3, verse number 9. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved him. This is heavy. Now, this is heavy now. Y'all, hold on to your seat on this one. They shall worship before our feet. We read that in Isaiah. Now, here in Revelation, it's given a little more detail. Okay? It says, indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews and are not, but lie. Now, wait a minute. Okay, there is a group of people that call themselves European Jews. They have nothing to do with Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob. They are not the true Israelites. They came from existence. They came from existence. 700 AD. So, this was 700 years after the death of the Messiah. So, they're late. So, it's not them. It's the African Hebrew Israelites who are the true people of Yahweh. But then you have this, some I think they call them Ethiopian Jews, Falashes, I mean there's all these different types. Then you have the modern church, certain denominations teach that they have replaced Yahweh's people, that they are the new Jews. And so the Gentiles are now his chosen people. And no longer is he interested in the Hebrews, African Hebrew Israelites. Let's be specific. Okay? And so they, the Bible says, they that call themselves Jews, because that's what the church, some of these churches call themselves, that they're the new Israel. That they're the new Jews. That is Jews, not a Jew outwardly, but is a Jew inwardly. And not of the flesh, but of the spirit. Now, that scripture you can misuse because it tells you right here that those who say they are Jewish and are not, but do lie. So you got, if your denomination, if your church is saying that they are Israel, you need to leave them because this is the scripture that's referred to. They are the synagogue of Satan. And I didn't write this. I know that's why they said that, you know, you can do anything to a slave except teach them how to read and write. Before they knew that once we figured this out, that their game was over. So, you decide. And people were saying that they're the European Jews. No, there's no such thing. Okay? Indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet. So the time is going to come that those that despise you, remember we just read that those that despise you, what shall they do? Those that despise you shall all prostrate at your feet, at the soles of your feet, and they shall call you the city of Yahweh, Zion, the Holy One of Israel. And the sons of those who afflict you shall come bowing to you. So here the Bible makes mention clear in Isaiah of what would happen. And then he says that these that despise you, that's why they're trying to steal your name. That's why they want to be Israel. That's why they want to be the Jews. That's why they want to be their wannabes. They want to steal your heritage. They already stole our language. They already stole our history. They already stole everything. But Yahweh says that's fine. The time is coming where they will no longer be able to lie about this. That you are going to have them bowing down at your feet, confessing. That's what it says. Indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet. There you go. That's what we recognize that. It's revelation. And to know that I have loved you. And he said, they should call you the city, the great city. All those that despise you shall fall prostrate at your feet. Amen now. And they shall call you the city of Yahweh. And the sons of those that afflict you shall bow down to you. And those who say they are Jews and are not and lie, indeed I will make them come and worship before you. And I am to know that I have loved you. So even though we might be going through hard times, Yahweh still loves us. But he sends us through hard times so that we might be able to represent him more closely. That's all that's about. So let us not be deceived. Let us not let these boys make mincemeat of us. Let us know who we are, so we might be able to stand in that glorious day. Now let's go on again in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 16. Notice what it says. Thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles, and shalt suck the breast of King, and thou shalt know that I, Yahweh, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. So what is it saying here? Whereas you have been forsaken and hated, we'll be what? Oh, wow. That's in verse 15. Let's also look at 15 and 16. Okay. Verse 15. And 16. Verse 15 says, whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. Thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles, and shalt suck the breast of the king, and thou shalt know that I, Yahweh, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Almighty. But let us know what we have been forsaken and hated. Yes, we've been hated. We have been forsaken. Yes. So that no one went through us. So people don't come to us. The blacks, African, Hebrew, Israelites, they don't come to us. They don't come to us asking us or asking us the way. But he says they would one day. And he makes mention, it's clear that I will make you an eternal excellence, a joy of many generations. So what is he saying here? Wow. We were at one time forsaken. We were at one time all of this. But not no more. But we reign during this thousand-year reign. Amen. Now, we will be the light of the world. We will be bringing people back to Yahweh. Even those who hate us. Even those who don't want to ask us questions will be forced to ask us. And we will be able to tell them. Amen. And praise Yahweh. We know we're not going to be cursed anymore. It says, we'll no longer be cursed, no longer forsaken and hated, but we shall be the joy of the Lord. Amen. I mean, this is wonderful. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 4. I'm going to look at verses number 2 through 4. Isaiah chapter 4. Look at verses 2 through 4. In that day shall the branch of Yahweh be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and comely for them that are escaped of Israel. And it shall come to pass that he that is left of Zion and he that remaineth in Jerusalem shall be called holy. And every one that is written among the living in Jerusalem. Now notice it said where? Not in the world. It said just in Jerusalem. When Yahweh shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof, by the spirit of judgment, and by the spirit of burning. Interesting. Okay, so what is it saying? In that day, the branch of Yahweh shall be beautiful. So we're the branch. It says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. It's the book of John. So notice what it's saying the same thing. That day shall be a branch of Yahweh, shall be beautiful and glorious. And it shall come to pass that who is left in Zion and remaineth in Jerusalem, he shall be called holy. So remember, we've got the people in the city that are eating of the tree, keep the commandments, and eating of the tree of life, may enter into the gates into the city. And then you have those outside the city. So he says, those that are in Jerusalem, and it shall come to pass that whosoever is left in Zion and remains in Jerusalem shall be called holy. And they are. These are the holy people, and they're reigning. Everyone who is recorded among the living in Jerusalem, not recorded on the earth. He's not saying everybody on the planet, no. Everyone who is recorded among the living in Jerusalem. Remember the city, it's 1,500 feet square. Everyone who recorded among the living, when Yahweh has washed away the filth, the daughters of Zion. So he has to wipe away our filth. We go through hard times so that he might clean us up, that he might make us better. So that's why we have to go through hard times. Don't look at hard times as a bad thing. Hard times is, hey, sometimes exactly what the doctor ordered. Okay, let's look here at Isaiah chapter 61 and verse number 7. Isaiah 61. Verse number 7. For your shame shall be, your shame ye shall have double. For and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land they shall possess the double. Eternal joy shall be to them. So what is he saying here? Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. Amen. Okay, we have been ashamed. We've been abused. We've been misused. And instead of confusion, I know we're so confused, we don't know what truth is from them. We don't know what is up, what's down, because we're being lied to. They shall rejoice in their portion. So we're going to rejoice. We're not going to be confused. We're going to know who we are. And we are not going to be confused. I'm going to praise Yahweh. Therefore, in their land they shall prosper. Everlasting joy shall be there. Amen. So this is all the stuff Yahweh would like to give to us. What else does he say? Well, let's compare that to Revelation. Chapter 2. verse number 17. Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden man, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, and no man can know, saving he that receiveth it. So what is he going to give you? He's going to give us a new name. Wow. Only to them that overcometh. And we're going to eat of the hidden manna, like in the desert, when they was there for 40 years, they ate the hidden manna. And then he says he's going to give us a white stone and a new name. No man know. Except Yahweh. Now, Isaiah chapter 60. Remember, we're comparing Old Testament with New Testament. People are reading the Old Testament because they've been saying that, hey, we're not supposed to read this stuff. I'm showing you that the Bible is clear. Be not deceived. Isaiah chapter 62, verses 2 and 3. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name. There it is. The same in Revelation. Give you a new name, which the mouth of Yahweh shall name. Thou shalt also be a crown of glory in the hand of Yahweh, and a royal diadem in the hand of Eli. So what is it saying here? The Gentiles shall see that righteousness. Mm-hmm. Those, because they're going to be asking you, can you teach us? And all the kings, your glory. And they're going to be like, wow, we could have had this if we would have raised up and been righteous. You shall be called by a new name. That's what we just read. Which the mouth of Yahweh will name. You shall also be crown of glory in your hand of Yahweh. It shall be the crown of glory in Yahweh's hand. And a royal diadem in the hands of our Elohim. Isaiah 62, let's read verse number 4. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken, neither shall thy land any more be termed desolate. But thou shalt be called Hecabon, and thy land Beulah. For Yahweh delighteth in thee, and thy land shall be married. For as a young man, married the virgin. Okay, so what do we have here? It says, you shall no longer be tamed, forsaken. They're not going to forsake us anymore. They're going to come to us. It's like when we used to move, when we were in charge, that the Gentiles came to us, the Greeks, to learn in Egypt. Mathematics, science, theology, school, literature, that's what they did. So we're no longer going to be forsaken. They don't come to us for anything now, but that's fine. Nor shall thy land be termed desolate, but you shall be called Hecabon, and your land Beulah, for Yahweh delighted in you. So that's when Yahweh delights in us. He is more than willing to give us everything that we need. Isaiah 62, verse 10. This is my beautiful one. I think I sung you the song. Go through the gate. Prepare the way of the people. Cast up the highway. Gather out the stone. Lift up. Be banded for the people, and they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of Yahweh The redeemed of Yahweh, and they shall call them the holy people. The redeemed of Yahweh. Isaiah 62, 10 and 12. Yes, these are some of the songs that we sing in Zion. That we sing. It's songs, the Bible, you can sing. Now, let's get to verse 10 here in Isaiah chapter 62. Yeah, you have heard my little song here. Go through the gate. Prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up the highway. Gather up the stones. Cast them stones and people out of the way. Lift up the standard for the people. Is that what we're supposed to do? Yes. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to lift up, stand up. Yes, that means what do we have to do? We have to go through the gate. Now, those are the only ones that go through the gate are those that weary with that keep his commandment and that have keep his word. Okay, if you don't know his word, we said you better start studying. It's okay. It's not too late. Never too late. Prepare the way of the people. So our job is to prepare the way. So I'm here and so many others are to teach you, to prepare you for the way. Build up the highway. The highway is the way that Yahweh wants us to walk, to live. Take out the stones, all these stumbling blocks, all these churches, all these organizations. Take these things out of the way, the Sabbath school lesson, Sunday. All that garbage. It's just garbage. More stones for you to trip over. Lift up the banner. Amen. That's what we're here for. We're not here for anything else but to share. So now, let's look at Revelation chapter 22. We read this one, Revelation chapter 22, verse 14 and 15. Blessed are those who keep his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, that they may enter into the gates into the city. But without are the dogs, and the sorcerers, and the sexual immoral, and the murderers, and the idolaters, and whosoever loveth the practice of life. Revelation 22, verse 14 and 15. So our last scripture that we will be reading is back to Isaiah. Amen. Isaiah chapter 62. And we sung the song in verse 12. Verse 12. Verse 11 and 12. Behold, Yahweh hath proclaimed unto the ends of the world. Say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of Yahweh. And thou shalt be called Sora, a city not forsaken. We will be sought after. Our knowledge of the word will be sought after today and in the future. When we reign on 1,000 years, we will be training, and you will see that. For we will be the holy people, the redeemed of Yahweh. And you shall be called, sought out. They will seek us out. Just like they seek us out to kill us, they're going to seek us out to learn the truth. A city not forsaken. So I pray that you have a deeper understanding of the 1,000-year reign. What will be going on during that? Where will it be? We pray, Yahweh, that you might be able to perceive and understand the truth, for it is glorious. And this is the time for us to study, to show ourselves approved unto Yahweh. Workmen rightly divided the word. If you want to know any more of our studies that we have, go to our website, www.peopleofcolor.com. There's no spaces in between that. www.peopleofcolor. TheNumeric1.com. May Yahweh bless you. May Yahweh keep you. May his wonderful grace pour upon you. And may he give you peace until we meet again. Amen.